Yappers.
Yappers. You ever throw them in the face?
Yes. We never did care much for that type of dog because we wanted one that would tree squirrels, possums, or run a deer. Wanted some that we could hunt with, and still we could use them some for stock dogs too.
Mm-hmm. If you had a dog that didn't mount very much, what would you call him? Just
a rabbit hound, or
I see.
That's all he's fit for.
Or a dog with mixed blood, be it a...
God, what we called them. We didn't call them a cur.
Call them Monroe, or...?
No, it don't seem like that's what it was.
Heard a cur dog and Monroe, scrub, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes we call them a scrub.
Could you give me an idea how you used to call the different animals?
Pigs. Pig-wee.
Pig-wee.
Uh-huh. Loud and cows whoop. Horses, we usually whistle for them.
I see. And the chickens?
Just chicky, chick, chick.
And how about the calves? They come with the cow?
Yes,
the cow.
About the same way.
Mm-hmm. How do you describe the way a cow sounds when the calf is taken away from her? What would the calf sound like? what words would you say? Listen to the old cow.
Ball.
Ball. Or listen to the calf.
Calf beller.
Beller. Uh-huh. How about that noise that a horse makes when he's hungry, waiting to eat?
I don't remember what we call that. Snuffling or something. When they were neighing, we'd call it a whinny.
Mm-hmm. Would a whicker or a nicker?
Well, a whicker would more describe that noise like you were making.
Mm-hmm. And the different, while we're speaking of horses, would you have time to tell me about transportation in general, your wagons and your buggies and so on?
Either wagon or horseback. Of course, I can remember a few ox wagons.
Oh,
we
can.
Never did have any, and my dad never did. But I can remember seeing a few. But we'd go places in the wagon, and he never did keep a buggy either.
He didn't. Could you explain how you get the horse hooked up to the wagon and the different parts?
I don't know if I had a horse and wagon here, I might could.
Show me rather than.
Get them the one on each side of the tongue where they belong and pick up the tongue and neck yoke and fasten their neck chain, fasten the check line so that if they started up, we could grab a check line, stop them, and then we'd finally hook the traces.
On a buggy, not on a wagon, I guess. On a buggy, you'd have